Have you been listening to yourself lately? Are you speaking words that produce the things you desire? Join Gloria Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as she reminds us to line up with God's Word so we can live a long and blessed life.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is living long and living strong. Glory to God. You don't want to live long and live weak, but God wants us to live long and live strong. So we've got lots and lots of scriptures that tell us that belongs to us. We're going to go over some of them today. Today we're going to start with Proverbs 10:27, and I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. We're just talking about God's will for us to live long and live strong. And there is no doubt about it, and there's lots and lots of scriptures. We won't get to all of them, but we're going to just feed ourselves with that. So, you know, when you get to, say you get to midlife and the devil starts trying to get you to talk you into dying, because that's his deal. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. If it kills, if it steals, if it destroys, it's of the devil. So he's always trying to get us to go under his thumb. But if we know the Word of God, we'll say, no, we're not going there. And if we know enough, we'll tell him to get out, and we don't want to hear from him anymore. Now, he'll come back, but you can tell him to get out again. So today, we're just going to feed on scriptures about long life and strong life. God not only wants us to live long, he wants us to be strong, to be healthy. That's why he put the sicknesses and diseases on Jesus, and the sins, the sickness, disease. That was all the curse. And God put the whole curse, the Bible teaches us, on Jesus so that he would bear that for us. Galatians 3 tells us about that curse. So God wants us free. He wants us to live free all the days of our lives. We should live well all the days of our lives because Jesus bore all of the sicknesses at one time and diseases for us. He bore, the scripture says, he bore weakness for us so we don't have to be weak, hallelujah, and he bore sin for us, so we don't have to be under the dominion of sin. So let's just start feeding ourselves on these scriptures. Look at Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs 10:27 first. Proverbs is full of living scriptures. The reverent, and this is amplified, the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord prolongs one's days. So there you have the secret to life right there. If you reverently worship the Lord and fear the Lord, that doesn't mean you're afraid of him, but that means you honor him. If you honor the Lord in your life, and when you find out that he says do something, you do it, and when he says don't do it, you quit, that's honoring the Lord in short. So the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord prolongs one's days. We know that what we do cuts our life short, or it lengthens our lives, and that's easy to tell. You know, there are people all the time are doing things that they know is not good for them. It's killing them, like alcohol, drugs, smoking, all the things they choose to do that's bringing death closer to them. That's their choice. They can do that. However, you and I can choose to go God's way and let him prolong our days. Now, let's read that again. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord. That means we honor God, we honor his word, we obey him. If we fear God, in the Bible context of fear, what that means is we reverence him. If he says do something, we do it. If he says don't do it, we don't do it. We honor him, in other words. It prolongs one's days. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord, that's Proverbs 10:27. The worshipful fear of the Lord prolongs one's days, but the years, not days here, but years of the wicked shall be made short. So the opposite of worshiping the Lord and having reverence of him would be lawlessness, being wicked. And that cuts your days short. Now, that's simple, isn't it? That's it right in a nutshell. Glory to God. So there's lots of scriptures that tell us what to do. Now, it's up to us to do it. In Proverbs, let's see, where do I want? Proverbs 13, let's go there. Proverbs 13, 2 and 3. A good man, well, let's look at one. A wise son heeds and is the fruit of his father's instruction and correction. But a scoffer listens not to rebuke. A good man eats good from the fruit of his mouth. In other words, good things come to pass in a good man's life because he says good things out his mouth. He's not cursing out his mouth. He's not speaking fear out his mouth. He's not spewing hate out his mouth. A good man eats good from the fruit of his mouth, but the desire of the treacherous is for violence. So violent men and treacherous men, they speak treacherous and violent words. Verse 3 says, he, this is us, this is what we have to do in life if we want to live long and good. It's one thing to live long, but not have joy and peace and health and happiness. And it's another to live long and have it all, have the blessing working, and that's what we want. He who guards his mouth keeps his life. Now that is as simple as you can get. He who's watchful over his words keeps his life. But he who opens wide his mouth comes to ruin. Now, when we learned how to walk by faith, just about the very first thing we learned was we had to say right words. Because what we say, we learned, is what we get. Isn't that what Mark 11 tells us? Let's look at that scripture. I'll just hold your place there and let me just turn over here. Mark 11, our famous faith scripture says this, talking about words. Mark 11, 22, have faith in God. That's really essentially what this is saying in Proverbs. Go with God, believe God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, thou shalt be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say, Jesus said, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So in verse 11, it says, whosoever shall say, and say shall what things he believes and says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So our words determine our life. And this would agree with Proverbs. He who guards his mouth keeps his life, but he who opens wide his lips come to ruin. Now, we had to learn back there in 1967 as we were learning faith, we had to learn to speak words we wanted to come to pass. If we wanted to be well, we found out we couldn't talk sickness and disease. If we wanted to prosper, we couldn't talk doubt and unbelief over our money. How are we going to pay the bills? We had bills we could not pay in the natural. We didn't know how to get them paid. But we found out we can't say we can't pay our bills. Why? This very word. What you say is what you get, and that's what Proverbs is teaching us. So we guard our mouth and we keep our life. We speak words of life and not words of death. You know, people, the devil trains people to say words against themselves. How about, that thrilled me to death. Something good's happened to them now, and now they're going to ruin it by saying, that just thrills me to death. No, it doesn't thrill us to death. It thrills us to life. Hallelujah. So put life in your words and quit using slang death words. Thrills me to death, tickles me to death, I'm dying to go. That's nothing but a trick of the devil. Say, Gloria, I don't think it matters. It doesn't matter to me what you think. I know it matters. The Bible says it matters. It says in Mark 11 that we get what we say. We study that in faith all the time. We have what we say. That's what we get. You look at it, Mark 11. So our words are important. Hallelujah. He who guards his mouth keeps his life, but he who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. Glory to God. So we're going to be people who watch what we say. If you're going to have long life, you can't talk like the world talks. They kill themselves early with their words. And then the life that they do live because of negative words, I'm sick, I'm dying, I'm never going to get well, whatever it is they're spouting off unbelief, it comes to pass in their lives. You and I are not like that. So you're never going to get far in faith and in living in the supernatural without speaking right words. Okay, so we've got that. Let's look at Psalm 34:12. We'll just talk a little bit about these words. That's the most, one of the most important things. You have to have the word to get faith, but to make faith work, you have to speak words. You have to have the word to get faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. But to make faith work, you have to do Mark 11:23. You have to speak words. Now, let's see. Where was I going? Let's just read through. I'm going to read through in the Amplified Bible, Psalm 34. It has to do with words from the very beginning. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm not speaking evil of the Lord ever. I'm not ever going to blame Him for my downfall or for what I'm not receiving. If I'm not receiving, it's not God's fault. He's given me the Word. He's given me the promise. He's given me the Spirit. So all the time, I tell you, this will keep you out of a lot of trouble right here. This is not part of my message, but it's part of our words. Say good things about God. Don't ever speak disparagingly about God. Like, for instance, I don't know why God's not helping me. I don't know why He's not blessing me. I don't know why God didn't give me the rent money that I needed. No, it's not God ever. So what you want to say is, Lord, where did I miss it? Where did I go wrong? And you think about, first thing you can think about when things aren't working for you, are the words of your mouth. What have I been saying? Have you been saying, I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent? Have you been saying, I don't know, I'm afraid I'm catching something? Have you been saying words like that? What does that do? Well, fear opens the door to the devil the way faith shuts the door to the devil. So this Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times I'll speak well of the Lord. I mean, that one thing right there can open the door to many blessings in your life. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. If you keep the praise of God continually in your mouth, you'll be continually receiving from Him good things. My life makes its boast in the Lord. This is Psalm 34, Amplified, verse 2. My life makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble and the afflicted hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and required Him of necessity and on the authority of His word, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Glory to God. That's the way it works. They looked to Him and were radiant. Their faces never blush for shame or be confused. Their faces shall never blush for shame or be confused. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. Glory to God. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, who revere and worship Him with awe. Those who worship the Lord, speak good about the Lord, honor the Lord. The angel of the Lord encamps around about them and delivers each of them. Verse 8 says, taste and see that the Lord, our God, is good. Blessed is the man who trusts and takes refuge in Him. That's what we're doing. We're taking refuge in Him. We're talking about living a long, strong life. The way to do that is to dwell in that secret place of the Most High that Psalm 91 talks about, to take refuge in Him and trust in Him. Faith is involved. Faith in God. God is my healer. Glory to God. God is my provider in Jesus' name, and so on. Oh, fear the Lord. Honor the Lord. In other words, you His saints. For there is no want to those who truly revere and worship Him with godly fear. So we're talking about blessing. We're talking about prosperity. There's no want to those who fear the Lord or honor the Lord. The young lions lack food and suffer hunger. In other words, it could be a time where the food's scarce. But they who seek and inquire of and require the Lord on the authority of His word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing. Is that a great word or what? None of them who seek the Lord will lack any beneficial thing. Come, you children, and listen to me. I will teach you to revere and worshipfully fear the Lord. What man is he who desires life and longs for many days? Aren't we talking about long life? What man is he who longs for life or desires life and longs for many days? If you want many days, if you want long days, if you want longevity, what man is he that he might see good? Here's what he's to do. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. In other words, speak good words. Speak Bible words. Speak God's word. Don't be deceitful. Verse 14 says, depart from evil. What man is he who desires life and longs for many days that he may see good? Verse 14, depart from evil and do good. Don't have anything to do with the dark side. Satan's in the dark side. That's where he gets his power. You get over in his playground, and he'll have some authority over you. Don't go there. Don't do that. Keep your tongue from evil and depart from evil. Glory to God. I tell you, those two things, that puts you in line to be blessed. Keep your tongue from evil. Doubt, unbelief is evil, just like cursing's evil. But speaking doubt and unbelief is evil. Depart from evil. Don't be playing around in Satan's sin. If you want to be blessed, we're talking about the blessing. Depart from evil and do good. You say, well, I can't stop doing what I know is evil. Yes, you can. If you can't do it by yourself, get help. Get in a good, go find a good church. Go find praying people. Just stick with the word. Just keep putting that word. If you absolutely don't know where to go, keep putting the word in your eyes and in your ears and let it create in you faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So you keep your tongue from evil. Don't speak doubt, unbelief, cursing, anything evil, and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil. Get away from it. Drop it. Do good. Inquire and seek and crave peace. Pursue it. Pursue the blessing. Pursue God. Pursue peace. The eyes of the Lord are toward the uncompromisingly righteous. Those who endeavor to walk upright before God, and those who walk upright before God, His eyes are on you. His ears, it says, are open to their cry. So if you want the Lord to hear you, walk upright. Do what? What is upright? How do we know what upright is? Well, that's what we've got the written word for. It tells us, do this, and you'll be blessed. Do this, and you'll be cursed. So what are you going to choose? I'm going to choose this. I'm going to choose the blessing. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So if you've been walking in the darkness, doing things you know are wrong to do, and you wonder why your prayer's not answered, you're walking in the wrong place. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears. Who are the righteous? Those are the ones that do what He says. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their distress and troubles. The Lord is close to those who are of a broken heart, and save such as are crushed with sorrow for sin and humbly and thoroughly penitent. So whatever bad things in your life, repent of it. The Lord is right there present to forgive you, to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Verse 19 says, many evils confront the righteous. It didn't say that we won't have situations and tests or trials. Many evils confront the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. We might have a hard place. We might have a test or a trial. We might have something to overcome. But if we're walking upright before the Lord and obeying Him, the Lord will deliver us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord redeems. Wait. He keeps all of His bones, the righteous's bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall cause the death of the wicked. They who hate the just and righteous shall be held guilty and shall be condemned. So evil causes your death. Righteous causes your life. And it's your choice. The Lord redeems the lives of His servants. Those who serve Him. Those who obey Him. The Lord redeems our lives. And none of those who take refuge and trust in Him shall be condemned or held guilty. Now that says it all. None, zero, zilch. None of those who take refuge and trust in Him shall be condemned or held guilty. We take refuge in the Most High God, like Psalm 91 says. We will be protected. We will be safe in a time of trouble. Glory to God. We just learn how to walk that walk with Him and find out what He says. It takes time. You have to spend time in the Word, listening to people who have gone on before you and can teach you quickly. But I tell you, you'll begin to improve immediately. Things will begin to change for good. I'll be right back.
Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So what we say is what we get, basically. And what we say tomorrow determines, or what we say today determines our tomorrow. So it's really important that we speak life and positive things and not be negative Nancy's.
The words of your mouth can, you know, it says in the Bible, they can bring either life or death, you know. And the tongue is probably one of the most powerful things on the body, you know. It can speak life into somebody or into yourself or into your financial situation, into your relationship situation, or it can speak death.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. For more information, go to kcm.org.
New York Times bestselling author Gloria Copeland brings you a new look at God's divine health plan in her new book, Live Long, Finish Strong.
Live Long, Finish Strong reveals vital scriptural keys that can help believers extend their years beyond what they may have thought possible. You can live a long and satisfying life in divine health, strong and well. It'll be a life worth living.
He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You have to have the mind of God to live for God.
With all the talk about health care, wouldn't it be great to know the one plan that works regardless of age? One that has a promise of radiant health throughout your whole life? God offers a divine health plan for every believer.
You can start with that with your children now. And quality of life means every area being whole and blessed and abundant and fulfilled.
Live long, finish strong, gets you excited about what the future holds and about the plan that God has for your life.
I believe this book will be a blessing to you, your family, and friends. Read Live Long, Finish Strong and discover the divine secrets to living healthy, happy, and healed.
Live Long, Finish Strong by Gloria Copeland is now available wherever fine books are sold, in retail stores and online.
I'm very excited about the new book, Live Long, Finish Strong. We're talking about some of those things today, and I've got it all written down for you, and it's all in order, and you can take it and meditate on it and put it into your life. It just came out last week. I thoroughly believe we can live long and live strong. I believe every word I'm telling you. I don't think we can do it by ourselves. We've got to depend on what God says, what He does, and we have to do exactly what we were talking about today. We got to get on His obedience side. We've got to do what He says. He tells us how to live long, and He tells us how to live short. There are things we do to lengthen our lives. There are things we can do to shorten our lives. So what we want to do is get on the God side of life. We want to live long and finish strong. It's available in bookstores everywhere, so we want to encourage you to get it. And if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you're not going to be able to live strong in God like you want to. You've got to open the door. God's not like the devil. The devil pushes his way and tricks you and deceives you. But Jesus came and said, if you want life, I'm here for you. And we get a choice. Hallelujah. So just say, Jesus, I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. Take my life and do something with it. That's what I said one day, not knowing really what I was doing. I wanted to get on God's side of things. Why? Because my way wasn't working. So if you prayed that prayer with me today, or if you'd just like to have these books because you want to study, we'll send them to you. This is called the Free Salvation Package. A lot of good things that will help you get started. And you need to get your Bible, spend time in it, find out from the Word of God what God says to do, and do that. Hallelujah. I'll see you again tomorrow. Remember this, live long and finish strong. Glory to God.
Thank you for joining the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you prayed with Gloria Copeland today and received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has something special to send you. It's a free book called He Did It All for You and a teaching brochure that will help you learn to study your Bible. Request your free salvation package today. It's a great way to begin your journey of faith. For faster processing, request your free packet online at kcm.org. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.